From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
It is the Disc Golf News for the week of March 1st, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. This is a new service we're offering to the members. If you like it, let us know. We'll keep cranking them out for you. Coming up this time, results from last weekend's kickoff to the national tour for the year, the Memorial, presented by Discraft. We'll run down some results there. Plus, Todd Branch has some thoughts on warming up before a tournament in this week's 60-second clinic. We'll preview the upcoming Waco Charity Open, plus run down some other events happening real soon, and the PDGA Summit. What happens there exactly? Commissioner Teo Posey will fill us in. It's all coming up. Stay right there.
Get geared up now at the PDGA Online Pro Shop, where you'll find discs, bags, official clothing, and more. Just arrived the 2003 Pro Worlds and National Tour videos. The PDGA Online Pro Shop, PDGAStore.com. It's the news from the PDGA. Our top story this week, the 2004 Summit Meeting, which happened last week in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, this is the big meeting where all of the volunteer directors of the board get together and discuss them things which needs discussion. We caught up with Commissioner Teo Posey to tell us what happened.
Well, I've been on the board starting my third year now, 2 years as regional director, and then I took over the commissioner position last fall. And so I've been to three of these board summits, so I'm not sure how far back they've gone, but since I've been on the board, we've had an annual summit every year in the spring, and for the last 3 years, it's been in Phoenix, Arizona, coinciding with the Memorial, one of the largest PDGA Tour stops. And it's intended to be our sort of big yearly strategy and planning meeting. And before, we also used to go over the budget, although now we have two meetings a year, and we're doing one in the fall also, and we tend to do the budget in the fall meeting first. So what that allows us to do in the spring now is to really focus on strategic issues and programs and things like that rather than the financials. Of course, we do a financial review, but that's not the focus.
And what were at the top of the priority list as far as what was discussed this year?
Well, there were a lot of topics, and I think the ones that are of most interest to the disc golf community and the PDGA membership would be the proposals for new events, including Pro Worlds for 2005 and AM Worlds also, as well as the results from the survey, which we reviewed. We've just done a broad membership survey, the first one in probably 6 years. And that's really helpful to collect that information and review it and use that to help plan our strategy. And we had a nice discussion about technical standards and what we're going to do in the future to review those technical standards and see where they stand today and whether they need to be modified.
Well, let's go to some of the more exciting stuff. First of all, the survey. What were some of your initial impressions that resulted from that?
It was a pretty broad survey. It took people quite a bit of time to complete, and we have preliminary results from the survey available on the website in the announcement section of the message board if anybody wants to check them out. Some of the interesting things that we learned are that the membership feels that we're doing a very good job in addressing the needs of the AM and pro players, but we're not doing very well on the recreational side of things. And that's something that we've suspected, and this sort of confirms it, and stuff that we'll be looking at.
Teo, I know that every year at the summit there are goals set for the coming year, priorities, if you will. Can you give me an example or two of goals that were set at the 2003 summit and how you've come along on those?
Sure. One of them is a project that I've been involved in myself since I joined the board. With my background in the IT area, I've taken responsibility for the website, and I've been working to enhance the website features and functionality that we provide to the membership and to the disc golf community. And in the last year, with the help of some incredible volunteers, including Steve Gantz and Jason Haas and Conrad Damon, we've just really improved the website, both in the look and feel, and in the amount of data and how it's presented, such as, you know, online tournament results, live scoring, a rolling schedule, links between everything, and player stats. And those volunteers are really critical. And my hat goes off to the whole group of them and all the people that put in that level of effort.
Commissioner Teo Posey discussing last week's PDGA Summit in Phoenix, Arizona. The 2004 National Tour got off to an amazing start last weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Memorial, presented by Discraft. Results coming your way beginning with the Masters Division, where world champ Brad Hammack found himself in a playoff against local boy Dan Ginley. Hammack wins this one by a stroke. Ginley second place. Longtime PDGA volunteer Jeff Homburg taking third in the Masters Division. To the women, where yet another world champ in a playoff, Juliana Korver versus Carrie Burlogger. Korver wins this one by a stroke. Burlogger second place, and Ohio's Valerie Jenkins taking third in the women's division. Now to the open division, where yet another playoff. This one between world champ Barry Schultz and Minnesota's Timmy Gill. The playoff went to a second hole. Dan Ginley was officiating and tells us what happened.
Barry gets up and threw it over on the right, and Timmy got up and pumped one right in the middle of the fairway where he wants to for another setup. Barry had to play a pretty tough shot from the fence line uphill, and he pretty much tries to give it a good run. Plus the high, I'd say 370, 380 highs are up, trying to grab, you know, maybe aces for a par, and got up high, and it came all the way down the hill. Slides about 5 feet from OB, I believe. So he's looking at about a 75, 80 footer back uphill for his boat. Well, so meanwhile, Gil gets up, throws a Z-Extreme sidearm. He just throws a sidearm up the hill, boom, 15 feet. For the win. So Barry slams his, typical Barry, he slams his butt from about 80 for a four. Yeah, he's definitely pretty low. So, and he had a 15 footer for winning and walked up like a champ and slammed it. It was quite emotional. He's never won anything quite this big. It was cool.
So, Timmy Gill wins after a playoff. Barry Schultz takes second place. Cameron Todd and David Thelberg both tied for third place. And that is how it went down last weekend at the Memorial. A wise man once said, the event can be won before it even begins. Now, what he was talking about was two things. One was the mental game, but the other was the simple act of warming up. Todd Branch has a few thoughts on warming up in this week's 60-Second Clinic.
If you want to improve quickly as you start out, you should, before you play any golf, just you and a buddy play catch with your putter. It'll get you loosened up, for one, which is very important. You don't want to go out and pull muscles and stuff, and when you're a beginner, that's the kind of things you do because your muscles aren't used to doing this kind of thing yet. So you play catch. You practice throwing some straight shots, maybe stand 40 feet apart, you know, throw it back and forth a couple times straight, a couple that turn left, a couple that turn right. Just some of the basic shots that you're going to use when you play a round of golf. You know, don't get all crazy and start whipping sidearms at each other and stuff. And keep it gentle. Have it just land at the guy that's catching its midsection, you know. It'll assimilate throwing it a basket. You know, you won't be throwing it way past and stuff. But it'll stretch you out, and the most important, it'll start teaching you the way that your putter flies, which is real nice to know when you're throwing it, because if you don't know where it's going, it doesn't do you much good to throw it. Also, though, you can play catch a little bit further apart, and this will help you practice your longer upshots and stuff with your putter, too.
Todd Branch is a former PDGA competition director. He's now in his fifth full-time year on the Disc Golf Tour. This weekend, the tour rolls into Waco, Texas for the Waco Charity Open. The tournament director is Joey Harrell.
Well, we started the event 8 years ago. This is the ninth Waco Annual Charity Open. We call it the WACO for Waco Annual Charity Open. And it's always been a charity event. For 8 of the 9 years, it's benefited Friends for Life, which is a local organization that helps the elderly and disabled in Central Texas. If someone needs a ride to the grocery store, ride to the doctor, anybody to pick up prescription medicine for them, anything, these people are there to help them with that. They also do quite a few other things. Last year, we benefited the Lance Armstrong Foundation with the Texas 10, but this year we're back with Friends for Life. And in the past 8 years, we've donated to them in upwards of $12,000.
And tell me about the challenges that the players are going to face when they arrive.
Well, we've got two courses side by side, one directly across the river from the other, from the on the Brazos River. And both front and back nines on each course are different. Actually, all four nine hole, the front nine on the Cameron course and the back nine are completely different, and the front nine on the Cameron East and the back nine are completely different.
Joey Harrell is the tournament director for this weekend's Waco Charity Open in Waco, Texas. So, what else is going on this weekend? I'm here to tell you. Considering that it's still winter in much of the U.S., we head south, beginning in Round Top, Texas, where it's the Texas State Doubles Championships this weekend. In Coconut Creek, Florida, check out the 11th Winter Sizzler. And in Marina, California, it's the Otter Open. Columbia, South Carolina, the Earlwood Classic this weekend. And to the other side, Oceanside, that is, California, the Emerald Island Open. Spotsylvania, Virginia, hosting the Loriella Challenge this weekend. And, of course, don't miss the big guns in Waco at the Waco Charity Open. And that is some of the happenings this weekend. Hope to see you out there. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of March 1st, 2004. For the PGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. We had musical assistance this week from Barbara Leone. Until next time, keep them in the fairways.